Hey, this is Dr. Natasha Wyatt with Raising Royalty, where we are raising kings for kingdom things. I gotta ask my husband. These five little words have saved my life. If you've heard them from me in the past, forgive me. Not only have these words saved my life, they have changed me over the last several years of my marriage. They were first used as an excuse to get me out of doing things I just didn't want to do or places I didn't want to go. Big would always complain that people would think he was controlling me, and that's exactly what I wanted them to think. But if you truly know who I am or took the time to find out, you would know that I was raised like many other young Black girls to be strong, independent, and a leader. So the truth of the matter is, I'm just not that into you. Just playing. Honestly, I just love my time with my kings. I am a private homebody who always has something going on, and when I can just lounge around in my sanctuary, which is at home in my comfy bed, I would rather to do just that. There, I am satisfied. I don't need a lot of people around to have a good time. I don't need to sit around and gossip. I just need a good book, show, and the loves of my life, which does include sleep. However, those five little words have now transformed into a way of living for both Big and myself. These words have helped shaped and formed our relationship. They have guided us in reverencing one another and making each other a priority. We now take each other's thoughts and opinions into perspective before we make any rash decisions. This, however, doesn't include shopping. There was a time when we wouldn't include each other in our first thought, which left the other person feeling isolated, excluded, and/or alone. These five little words have now become a lifeline, a place of peace. Regard it. Consider it. I think of them in difficult conversations. More like, what would Big do? WWBD. When speaking with the doctor, with friends and family, and maybe at work sometimes when they need me to stay late. This doesn't mean that I am any less of a feminist or submissive, or maybe it does. I still believe in being strong, independent, and a leader. It just has changed to include being strength when my husband needs comfort, individually pursuing my goals, dreams, and aspirations because I want my kings to encourage their queens to be all they can be. And of course, leading as I am called to lead others to Christ, but will always follow my husband as I believe he has always proven to be the head in our family. What are your thoughts on marriage roles? As Raising Royalty will begin Marriage Mondays coming in September. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and share.